It takes a real billionaire to keep a cool head and stay investing when you wake up on a hot Kampala morning to find out you're about to lose $5 million in income. Just another hard day's night for Ugandan billionaire Sudhir Ruparelia, who plans to double his fortune, estimated at $1.2 billion, against the turmoil of world economic uncertainty. In the first few months of 2022, it looked so good for Sudhir Ruparelia's hot rose business on 80 hectares of land near the cool deep waters of Lake Victoria in Entebbe. The future was looking good as the year unfolded. The rose farm paid its workers overtime to live on the farm so it could keep serving the lucrative European markets throughout COVID-19. As the world economy staggered to recovery, the roses of Uganda were selling strongly through the famed flower market in Amsterdam, where the rules may be tough, but the hard currency contracts are solid and regular. This year, we had $20 million of contracts signed and everything looked hunky-dory. It was beautiful, says Ruparelia. Then war broke out in Ukraine, sending the markets into chaos. Most of Ruparelia's Entebbe-reared roses were in the supermarkets of Germany, France and Britain, where money is tight. In the first 3 months of the war, our partners and buyers came back and said, please help us. Our consumer demand has gone down by at least 25%. Let's downsize our orders by 25%. For consumers in Europe, this was the cost of heating and filling up their cars. Exporting every day about 500,000 roses. Going to have to find new markets for at least 125,000 flowers a day. 4 million roses a month to move. Ruparelia has cut costs and tried to sell to new supermarkets in Britain, but financially the damage had been done. We are looking at a loss of $5 million, he says. The losses compounded a tough first 6 months of 2022 that appears set to haunt business in Africa for the rest of the year. What a nightmare, says Ruparelia. I see a lot of tough times ahead because a lot of countries over the last 2 years have been borrowing money and printing it, creating inflation in their own countries, mainly the Western world. They've printed money and they can't even control their own inflation now. Russia and Ukraine war has brought an increase in prices and all these people who printed money are now levying heavy taxes on their population. And you're finding consumer demand has gone down tremendously. When the European economy sneezes, the Ugandan economy can catch a cold. Our problem is the fuel, which is all imported, but hopefully in a few years' time we'll have our own fuel. We're all facing huge price rises. If you're a farmer who produces food and transport it to the cities, when you transport to the cities, there is a huge cost in transportation, says Ruparelia. Here in Uganda, we are back on our feet and we hope in the next 10 to 12 months we'll be at pre-2019 levels where the economy is growing at 6 to 7%. At the moment, we're at about 4%. Ruparelia believes that the impending oil boom in Uganda, awaiting investment, infrastructure and expertise, is the key to the country's prosperity. Oil agreements have been signed in Tanzania and the oil corporations are going to invest about $15 billion in the next few years and mobilization has started. By the end of this year, you'll see a big, huge number of people coming into this country to start the operation. So that is a very positive thing for us. The government of Uganda should export about 200,000 barrels a day. That would probably get about $3 billion in revenue. So for a country like Uganda, that will completely change the dynamics here. The oil business is likely to bring prosperity through the multiplier, and Ruparelia's hotel and property empire is almost certain to earn a large slice of the hard currency expected to tumble in. For us, we're not interested in the direct oil business. It's controlled by government and corporate. However, we have a big role to play in all the service delivery to the oil industry. It's going to be a huge, huge plus for Uganda. Anybody serious in business, Uganda is the place to be right now. Through COVID-19 and the economic turmoil of the last decade, Ruparelia keeps his head and keeps on investing. Ropparelia has sunk $200 million in 8 construction projects, including a 65,000 square metre hotel extension, an office block of 35,000 square metres, a new office development starting this year. He believes entrepreneurs can get 18 and up to 25% return on retail. Ropparelia has $200 million sunk in 8 construction projects, including a 65,000 square metre hotel extension, an office block of 35,000 square metres, a new office development starting this year. He believes entrepreneurs can get between 18 and 25% returns on real estate in Uganda. "We've invested so much for the last 30 years," he says. "This is the time we're going to double and triple our wealth." The billionaire of Kampala is also trying to open up a new market in the construction business. His company is building 156 apartments and condominiums in the belief there's a strong emerging market among middle-class Ugandans and the expatriates expected to follow the oil boom. "It is incredible. We haven't even launched yet and already 30% of the apartments are gone," he says. On the financial side, Ropparelia, since the last time we spoke in 2021, has regained control of the bank he built, Crane Bank, through a string of drawn-out court cases. Now he is following up with a $340 million lawsuit in London against 15 parties whom he claims bought his bank for a song. He has 2 legal teams working on the case in London. "We have a very high chance of going through and a very strong argument, so my belief is we are on strong ground," he says. The billionaire believes the world economy is set for more turmoil this year, sentiment backed up by an economic outlook statement by Fitch Ratings on June the 13th. "Recent lockdowns in China are adding to global manufacturing supply chain pressures. Energy and food supply disruptions from the Russia-Ukraine war are having a swifter impact on European inflation than in expected. Inflation pressures are also building in the services sector, particularly in the UK and the US, where tight labour markets are boosting nominal wage growth. Fitch has revised up its inflation forecast widely and sharply, particularly for Europe, in the second half of 2022. We've lowered our world 2022 GDP growth forecast by 0.6% since the March GEO to 2.9%. The biggest revision is to China, and where we now expect growth to fall to 3.7% this year, down from 4.8% in March. We've revised our down growth forecast for the US by 0.6% to 2.9%, and the Eurozone by 0.4% to 2.6%. We have cut our world growth rate projection. We have cut our world growth rate projection for 2023 by 0.1% to 2.7%. The lockdown in Shanghai will lead China's GDP to fall in sequential quarterly terms in the second quarter of this year. With the dynamic zero COVID-19 policy still in place, we do not see a swift bounce back in the Eurozone. Inflation will drag on consumers' real incomes, and German industry is being hit by supply chain disruptions and the China slowdown. Ropparelia believes the struggles of Northern Hemisphere economies could play into the hand of emerging African economies like Uganda. The cost of borrowing is going to go up from the European Western point of view. They need to control inflation. The only way they can control inflation is through interest rates. If interest rates are raised in the West, it's going to affect the rest of the world. So we feel, despite all of this, there is still a lot of money out in the West and they need to invest it somewhere. That somewhere could be Uganda, he feels, if the nation can come up with good projects, increased infrastructure and decreased bureaucracy. It can take 6 months to get planning permission here, but in the UK it can take up to 2 years, so it's not all bad here, he says. I think, you know, in this part of the world You've got to plan 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead. You can set yourself and your policies where you want to go in the next 5 years. But in this part of the world, you wake up in the morning and a new problem arises. The usual problem is here, and you might have electricity buzz out one of your transformers. You have the authorities and other members of parliament. Everybody wants to get involved in everything you do. This is the kind of problems we have here. And what is also interesting is in Europe and South Africa, you can plan your things many years ahead in terms of development. This part of the world is we have management by crisis, meaning you wake up in the morning and find out what are your immediate problems and you resolve these first. Then you go to your office and do your business. What would Raparelia say to African entrepreneurs who have lost millions also, or maybe sitting amid ruins of their street corner business? He says, "Sorry, mate, try again, don't give up."